accent flavor is like a grape.
I thought this was the XXX one.
No, there was one that was called Formula 50.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I got the 50 cent flavored bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, hot and ready. I don't think they can say hot and ready. Maybe that's not what that says.
It's spelled with one E and two D's.
Yeah, okay. That makes way more sense. This high quality gas station food item. Oh, I made a horrific mistake.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say only the latter half of that sentence was true. It is a gas station food item.
Yeah.
I do not know about high quality.
Yeah. Mostly a problem of consistency.
Yeah.
The biscuit on this biscuit sandwich has a rubbery,
a spongy flavor.
Yeah, spongy. That's the
I could kind of feel that like from here.
Yeah.
It was just something like it was radiating a sponginess that I could not.
You know, because they don't microwave them; they put them in a hot box.
Right. But you hotbox that shit.
Yeah, I hotboxed this biscuit. And now we're hotboxing your car with this bacon biscuit.
Oh, they're never getting that smell out.
Rockstar Xdurance Blue Raz. It's got BCAA aminos. It's vegan. It's got electrolytes. CoQ10.
I'm really confused by like everything you're saying right now.
No sugar. 300 milligrams of caffeine. Recommended for persons 18 years or older. Mm. Oh, it's also gluten-free.
How much gluten is in your average energy beverage?
That's not the point. If they don't say they're gluten-free, then they definitely have something to hide.
In
those snakes.
In the pocket of big gluten?
Uh-huh. Marshmallow flavor of this stuff. It's disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting.
This sounds like rancid liquidy sugar, which is not, I don't want.
Yeah, it's a fucking bad drink.
Some things just aren't meant to be liquefied, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some flavors aren't meant to be synthesized to be a beverage.
Yeah.
Eroded or drifted off or something.
Worn its way underground. I don't know. Yeah. what happened? How do broken beer bottles
enough that it just becomes pebbles?
Yeah.
Not really,
how do they assimilate into an environment over time?
Did Guard Bike end up in the field or?
Yeah, they took Guard. Yeah, Chris took Guard Bike and threw it out in the field to put it down, put it out to pasture.
Yeah.
And then I think we had a moment right near the end where we're like, no, let's bring Guard Bike with us. And he couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So.
Guard Bike gone to heaven.
Yeah, I can only assume the Guard Bike was raptured.
Yeah. The only one. Yep. The only soul worthy of God's grace.
Yep.
Was pretty
much condemned, and no way that were they ever gonna put another person in that.
Like, how could they?
Yeah.
And somehow.
Yeah. Somehow they did. I think most of that garbage was all college school work from the girls who lived there before. Like, most of that was like shit from the garage that they had all left behind.
Yeah, it was a lot of that, and I also remember just a lot of empties. Like, empty fucking bottles and shit.
Yeah, I guess maybe that makes sense.
From a couple of those parties. I specifically remember during those parties someone taking a bag of fucking empty bottles and just throwing it down the crawl space.
Yeah, that seems like something that would have happened.
Might have been Jack, I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember the garbage service was in April's name for a really long time. And after she left.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they stopped picking up the garbage. Because
someone had to have a name on that shit.
Well, yeah. And, you know, no one wanted to make the move to get garbage service. So for a while we were just putting garbage bags in the garage. And it so happened that the landlord, or the property manager, the lady that worked for the company that owned the land, came through and happened to be in the, like, look in the garage. And she was like, you need to get that out of there. Like, that cannot be there.
Okay.
You weren't in that house all that long, but I feel like a million things happened over the course of your time there.
It was definitely an action-packed segment of time. I'm trying to, like, piece together, like, what year it was when I moved in. I think it was probably...
It was like, oh...
No, because I was moving out of there in 05.
Yeah, so it would have had to be the
same,
right?
That sent out... I feel like the Dreamcast was already dead. I moved out the year the Xbox 360 came out.
So that was
one of the first things that I did in the new house was receive an Xbox 360 in the mail.
That also tracks because you and Chris were both playing a whole lot of fucking SOCOM in that house.
Right, yep. That was
Chris especially.
Yeah, that was definitely the fucking SOCOM house.
10, I would come over there, and Chris's room would be completely dark.
Yeah.
He would have some fucking loud music playing, and would just fucking just be playing So Calm.
Or doing push-ups because he died playing So Calm.
Yep. Yep. I definitely walked in on a couple of push-ups.
Yeah.
That dude's still in the South Bay somewhere?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, he's down there somewhere. He seems to be all about fishing and riding bikes.
Good for him.
I don't know what he's doing. I know he, like, he always, I see him posting pictures of fucking fishing and riding bikes during, like, what would be work hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know he always was working, like, weird early shifts and stuff like that, delivering beer. So maybe he still is doing that and got off early, but I haven't talked to him in a while. Like, I wonder if, he got on disability or something like that, because his shoulder was super fucked. So maybe it's like union pension paid out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. So people asking about listening to a Spotify playlist. I've got a Spotify account with a playlist on it. If you want to hear it,
I'll tell you what.
If you want to hear it, I got.
How about on the way home?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Maybe we close things out with one last dip into the.
Oh gosh.
Into the abyss. Just not
stare all the way down. And
maybe this morning I need something just a little break. But on the way home, I'm willing to take the plunge.
That's bold that you would will that upon yourself, even though
I know what's in store.
Someone in the chat here says, "No, what are you doing?"
Yeah, I mean that would be the same response.
Someone else here saying you are a coward.
Uh-huh. It's getting a little personal,
yeah, like,
but alright.
Like, and alright, let's get into this vegan electrolyte heavy.
Yes.
BCAA aminos, CoQ10 laden blue raz.
Alright. Yeah, I'll be honest, last night the playlist almost broke me.
Yeah, it was particularly fucking rancid last night.
It was particularly rancid, and
I'm glad you got that experience, because I feel like the other times it's come on this week, it has not necessarily been operating at full capacity. You know, it's random, right?
Yeah. It's random, and it's caustic. Like, it's an accumulating effect. Like, it strips away a little of you at a time. And I think last night, it just finally got down to the bone, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, way more than you think. Definitely gives you some perspective on making music.
Yep.
Insofar as they will let anyone do it.
Right. Yeah, there ain't no law stopping it.
I also uploaded all of my archive recordings from this iPad, so I think there was one archive that got lost by the script out there that is automatically taking it from the broadcast end as opposed to the local recording. So that one that got lost is there. I can't sit here and recommend anyone. Look, it's bad enough to listen to this live. I can't imagine.
I'm actually amazed the Mixlr app still works.
Yeah, right?
That anyone is keeping those lights on at this point.
They had a major outage for days earlier this year. And
you thought that might have been it?
Yeah, I thought they were just going to like maybe throw in the towel and be like, you know what? We all went and got other jobs elsewhere, and we don't have time to fix this. So I started looking at alternate solutions, like a Discord voice channel, just to kind of see what that might look like, and that seemed like a workable solution.
So one day when this does finally shuffle off this mortal coil.
Absolutely, yeah, there will be some way to keep the train rolling. Did I get any refunds for that? No, I did not.
Wait, did you pay for this?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm grandfathered in on a plan they don't offer anymore.
Right.
So it's relatively cheap for unlimited broadcasting. Now it's a little bit more restrictive in terms of listener counts and that sort of thing.
Right. Is there anyone else actually using this service on the regular?
There's some other, like, so they, I think the thing they mainly do is do, like, a white label audio broadcasting thing for, like, companies that want to have an audio broadcast, like, as a turnkey solution.
Right.
And so it's like, you can embed this in your webpage, and it'll, you know,
for, it'll do the thing.
Yeah, so, like, radio stations in South America or something like that.
Right.
Have I considered setting up a NAS and then running my own internet radio site? Yeah, let's get back into Shoutcast.
Fuck yes.
You can be a Shoutcast DJ again.
I would love that. That would be great. That would set what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, let's all fucking set up fucking...
Like ska MP3s for nine people.
Yeah, hardcorepartymix.dynedns.org :8000. Yeah, come on over. Can handle 11 listeners. That's all the bandwidth I got. That was always the fucking most ridiculous thing about that, was like, yeah, you can do this, but only 6 people can listen to it because your internet connection sucks.
Yeah, it was on like, what, like a 56K modem when that
Yeah, or like, yeah, or like, oh, you can set this up as like, well, we have a network of relay servers that can each handle about 9 people.
Yep. God.
DJ Spy Guy says, I was actually a Shoutcast DJ, LOL. Yeah.
There were a few of us out there.
Yeah.
We all did some shit.
Look.
We were all very bored and we had the internet.
Yeah.
We had gotten into fucking illegal music downloads. Who among us?
Who among us is not demanding to be heard?
By 9 people.
Well, hey, this thing says there's 63 people in here, so
I have surpassed my wildest dreams.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought multiple times about what I would do if Mixlr went away. And it's like you could broadcast to Twitch, but then you're also sending out video.
Right.
And so the bandwidth is not necessarily devoted. Like, you could have much higher quality audio if you were doing audio only, but there's no easy way to do that from a Twitch app.
Right.
Or, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe if Mixlr went away, we would all be free.
Does anyone want that freedom?
I would listen to the Beastcast more often because I wouldn't feel bad about rebroadcasting it.
You don't have
illegally.
You don't have to feel bad about rebroadcasting it. I'm giving you permission.
Wow.
As one of the principals on that show.
it's hard to listen to that show because I find myself talking back to it, and the idea that you have someone named Jeff on that show does not help.
No, I can see that. I can see that being a problem. I imagine you just yelling at him like, don't get a pinball table!
Yeah, don't.
For the love of God!
I've been there. Don't fucking do it.
We tried, to be fair. We really tried.
Did he end up getting one? What did he get?
Is it like Funhouse?
Oh, man. There's so many fucked up parts on a Funhouse table.
He's learning that.
Rudy's gonna fucking break over and over again.
So he's pretty deep in it at this point, and I think he's managed to fix most of the things that were wrong with it.
Himself?
Yeah, he's doing most of it himself.
Good on him, man. I didn't have the skill set or the patience to do it. Like, if he's really fucking in it to fucking win it and likes that fucking type of monotonous maintenance, then maybe that is for him. But
yeah, I'm not sure it's gonna last forever. But like right now he's in it and he's into the novelty of it, you know. I mean, he's frustrated by the ways it keeps breaking, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, like I paid a guy to come out and fucking shop the table and get it up and running, and 5 minutes after he left, all the lights on the back glass went out again.
There you go.
And, you know, and I'd just be like, okay, well, that's how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I love pinball a lot, and every indication I've gotten from people who have owned pinball tables is that it will destroy you. It will destroy you trying to maintain and run that thing for more than a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for my life. Also, I can't have that in a second floor apartment.
That's not. You wouldn't do that. Pinball table I paid $0 for and then spent, you know, a couple hundred bucks paying a dude to get it, you know, pretty much up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And then traded for a Smash TV cabinet. Feel pretty okay about it.
I think in the end you've won that deal.
Yeah. It's more frequently things you're talking about, and there will come a moment where someone asks you, and you'll be like, oh, I'm not really sure about that, that I will know the answer to, and I can't help to go, it's this. Ah!
Well, yeah, you can send in a correction to Beastcast.
No, it's not anything you're getting wrong. It's just a situation where people don't readily have the answer to a question available that I just happen to know.
Well, you know, you can send follow-up answers to beastcast@giantbomb.com if you would like to, submit a clarification even.
No, it's nothing that's worth returning to.
All right.
It's never a thing that actually matters. It's just a thing
matters.
No,
none of it matters.
Yes, because none of it matters.
But at the same time, people still send that shit in. So, like, what, are you too good for it? What is it? Come on. Help us out here.
I'm usually in a car, and then by the time I get out of a car, I've forgotten everything.
Fair enough.
I'm just mad about something you said about me because you're wrong.
Okay.
Like any podcast listener, I don't actually listen to the show. I just get angry about something I have heard and then write in and go, I can't believe you would say this! And then you look at it and go, that's not at all what we said.
Yep.
And then you shrug at each other and then do another episode of the podcast.
My favorite one of those recently was, I forget which episode, it was fairly recently, someone asked what video game movie we would want to put Mark Wahlberg in if we had to put Mark Wahlberg in a video game movie.
Uh-huh.
And after spending most of that segment just making fun of and talking shit about Mark Wahlberg, someone had commented like, ugh, I can't believe they're, like, so, like, talking about Mark Wahlberg. Like, he's such an asshole. He's so shitty. Why would they fucking, like, talk so nice about him or whatever? And I'm like, we said he sucks. We said he sucks repeatedly.
Yeah.
We specifically tried to come up with projects where we could minimize the amount of Mark Wahlberg possible. I don't know.
And also the right answer is a full-length movie version of Make My Video, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Obviously. Anything that would force him to go back to that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's actually, it's and I, you know, I do it in the handful of podcasts that I listen to as well, because, like, fucking life happens, and so I get it, that sometimes you don't hear a full conversation or miss the context of a thing, and that can change the way a conversation sounds.
Right.
But maybe being on the other end of it as a podcaster is why I don't get fucking mad about it. But yeah, the number of things over the years, I feel like it's only increased.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, as people are like, I listen to your content on 2x speed. I saw someone, I think Dan Auer was tweeting about the new nav on the site.
Mm-hmm.
And someone responded and said, hey, are you ever going to add a video speed slider to the on-site video player? Because on YouTube, I watch all your video at 2x speed. And it took all I had in me to not just, like, click reply and type, no! But, no. Oh,
it's just so distressing.
Yeah.
At what point are you only watching or listening just to say you have consumed it?
I'm not sure.
Versus, like, actually digesting what any of it is.
So I use Overcast to listen to podcasts, and it does a thing where it, you can speed things up if that's your fucking thing. What it does by default is it has, like, a smart speed that will shorten silences.
Uh-huh.
And that's on by default, and I left it on because it doesn't seem too disruptive. But you will hear it. It will fuck up joke timing.
Right.
In a weird way. Where, like, a pregnant pause gets shortened significantly. Or, like you can hear it on The Best Show, where they where he has a music bed under him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The bed is quiet enough that when he stops talking, you hear the bed speed up. And so that's how I know exactly what smart speed does now.
Right.
Is because, like, I've listened to enough of that podcast, or that in a podcast format, to know when it speeds up, how much it speeds up, and all that sort of shit.
Right.
And that's fascinating. I don't know.
If you're able to do that shit, speed it up, and actually digest what's going on, then, like, fine, whatever, more power to you. But, like, I can't live that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't do that.
I don't necessarily, like, begrudge people who do that, but, it, like, again, as someone who, you know, gets the brunt of people's, and, you know, whatever. Sometimes people have legit points. I don't mean to fucking...
Yeah. No, it's not every comment. I understand that.
But, like, there are a number of things that are just straight up, like, listening comprehension issues, mm-hmm. or something. That it's just like, fuck, man. Assassin's Creed, the Rebel Collection.
That is Black Flag and Rogue, right?
Black Flag, including all single-player DLC, and Rogue, extra content pack that includes... Oh, it's trailers for Black Flag. That's great.
Oh, great.
Thank you for the extra content pack. The manga, Assassin's Creed Awakening, Volume 1 and 2. The first 55 pages of the novel Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Blackbeard, The Lost Journal, and some new and exclusive outfits. The Rebel Collection. DJ Max Respect 5 brings emotional sense to Steam this winter. What?
I don't. All right.
Dragon Quest Builders 2 is on Steam next week.
Ooh.
Very exciting. What came out? Something just came out. Darksiders Genesis. Just came out.
Which one is that?
It's the top-down Darksiders.
Right. Right.
Not much care for it when I played it pre-E3. Patrick is out here on Twitter saying he thinks it's okay.
Alright.
So I don't know. Maybe they fixed it up.
They had some time.
It kind of just seemed ill-conceived when I played it in terms of just like how it controlled and the things it had you doing. It just didn't seem...
good.
Didn't seem good.
I am really anxious to play Wadham when that comes out.
Yeah.
In like a week and a half.
The fuck is that even going to be at this point?
It's a good question.
Probably what it always was.
Yeah.
But.
A thing you play with maybe a little more than you actually play. But I don't know. Like, it's been long enough since a Kata joint that I just kind of want to mess with it. I feel like even when I don't like his stuff, I still respect his stuff. Like, I didn't really like Nobi Nobi Boy, but I liked that Nobi Nobi Boy existed.
Right. Throwing knives into Destiny 2.
Alright. That's what that game was missing.
Yeah.
Knives.
Agreed.
Thank you.
that's what they're trying to show in this clip. Because this is just a clip of multiple players getting fucking fucked up with throwing knives.
All right. Let's do the raid, knives only run.
Yeah. Spending their morning shitting on Magic Leap.
Did they do something?
No, they've done nothing.
Okay.
I think that's the issue. There's a report saying that they have sold 6,000 headsets in 6 months. And that their initial plan, or actually their initial plan was to sell 1 million in the first year. And then they were like, we mean 100,000.
So that's not... They're not...
Laid off some staff, and the Google CEO is not on the board of that company anymore.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah, that thing seems like it sort of works, but like, it's who's it for? At that, you know, it's multiple thousands of dollars to buy one. You know, like, it just—it's no point.
Yeah, it never felt like a thing that belonged in the current slate of consumer VR products, you know? Like, it just didn't seem like it had any of the things going for it. Like, yeah. Obviously, technologically, it's reasonably advanced, but, like, it just didn't feel like it fit with everything else that is actually selling in the VR market.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's an AR headset. Like, it's kind of... It's its own thing, but, like, at the same time, there was no software for it. They were selling it to people in hopes that they would make software for it, and no. And it's this big, bulky thing. You know, it's a first-generation device. Like, AR is not going to make sense until it's glasses or something way smaller and less hot than that thing got. You know, the thing is a bulky fucking headset-style thing that then cables down to, like, a puck.
Yeah.
That gets pretty fucking warm when you bolt it to your pants pocket or whatever.
I also just don't think any of these companies have done a very good job of getting out there and telling the average consumer what the hell the difference between VR and AR even is.
Yeah, no, they haven't. But also, like, no one needs to know yet.
Yeah.
For what the Magic Leap is, for what AR has been so far.
Which isn't much of anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, they're starting it on the the smart way to start people understanding what AR is and what it can do is by doing shit with phones and phone cameras.
Right.
Like Minecraft Earth. Minecraft Earth will be the thing that makes people understand what AR is. That and Pokemon Go.
Right.
I remember before, there was like that big Wired article about Magic Leap that was like, this is the fucking future of fucking everything, and this, these guys, you know, the CEO is this crazy dude, but that's why it's going to work, because he's out of his mind, you know, like, whatever, like, painting the picture of this dude as like this eccentric genius. Like, you know, like, I've used it, like, the technology works. Like, that was always the thing that I'd heard beforehand, is people going, like, it's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah.
When you put it on, it's actually pretty fucking crazy. And I put it on, I was like, this is pretty fucking crazy. Like, you can paint fucking holes in my walls that monsters come out of, and I have to shoot them. Like, it's pretty neat. But in this form factor, with this battery life, with all this other stuff, with this price,
yeah.
Like, it's not for anyone, so... Other than putting it on and going, like, wow, you did this thing, huh?
I would actually love to know what the percentage of people who bought that thing was that are just tech CEOs.
Right.
People who are just fucking already rich and in
tech. Yeah. They're just like, well, we need to know about this thing. Oh, whatever. All of them probably got one for free because they all invested in it.
Yeah, fair point.
Because they raised a fuckload of money. I think they're out there raising more money now, I think is what this article also, the article's behind a paywall, but...
I mean, no one said venture capital people were smart.
No. They just try to make the circle jerk big enough to where it seems like it's definitely going to work.
Yep.
And then Elizabeth Theranos runs away and hides. Now, is she in jail? What out?
I don't know exactly what this is. She's not in jail, but, like, there's ongoing stuff. I don't really know where it's at right now. Elizabeth Holmes. Yeah.
She just has this look and sound to her at all times, like she's just getting ready to say, these are lungs, Peter.
You're not wrong.
Page on Wikipedia, it says website Theranos.com at the Wayback Machine. Like, I didn't realize that it had gotten to a point where that website was just offline.
That whole thing is offline at this point.
Yeah. Sample collection device, or SCD, is designed to collect small blood samples from a finger prick into a pair of nanotainer TM tubes. Nanotainer.
Mm-hmm. Now, nanotainer I can get into.
Uh-huh. They look like tubes. They look like tiny tubes for
tubes.
Some amount of blood to go into.
let's just fucking cancel this work day and go watch Mimic.
Okay. Video game emails fucking crack me up, man.
What this time?
This is, I got an invite for an event next year, early next year, a hands-on event for an upcoming video game. Start of this email. Hi, Jeff. Prepare to leave humanity behind.
Fucking yes. All right. Come on. Let's do it.
I'm not going to read the rest of it.
Nah.
Thank you.
sweet. It still makes no sense to me that they have any sort of, like, brick-and-mortar location shit for anything that they do. Just doesn't seem altogether necessary.
Yeah. Well, you think about it, like, if they've distributed buildings and areas, you know, like, spots around the country, they can probably ship things more efficiently somehow. It probably helps their other businesses.
Buddy.
Bruh.
Watch what you're doing. Watch what you're doing.
Doggers. Yeah, I was kind of figured, like, if you think about the number of just, like, warehouses or facilities Amazon probably has to have shipping be as weirdly, creepily fucking efficient as it is.
Yeah.
You know, eventually it probably makes sense to take even those areas and go, like, oh, we put a storefront in the front of it because we realize some consumers want to fucking try on a pair of pants before they buy them or whatever.
No, those days are done. Nobody tries on clothes anymore, man.
Nah, see, that's, I feel like for men, so that's, since getting married, the thing I have been made to understand is that sizing on women's clothes is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, it totally is.
And so...
And you know how my girlfriend gets around that?
Buying things and returning it over and over again?
Yes.
Yeah.
She ordered things online, yeah. They don't fit, sends them back.
Yeah, that's
she's trying until she gets the right thing or gives up.
It's a shit experience for the customer and also not an efficient shipping experience for Amazon. So I could see them fucking going like, actually, this is a case where it's going to be more efficient for us to just fucking bite down and go, fuck it. Come try on a thing. Google has a storefront in the fucking Corte Madera Mall.
What other than Google Home are they selling there?
It's a bunch of other weird tech shit that they, like drones and a fucking fancy exercise bike and some other shit when I walked past it last time.
All right.
But it seemed like a pop-up. It seemed like, okay, right now we got this shit. And, you know, it was like stuff that, like, you might want to try out before you buy.
Right.
But it was still weird.
So, dude just fucking rolling down Market Street on his giant hoverboard thing really is doing a number on me.
Don't see a lot of that in New York, huh?
I see the occasional person on, like, an actual skateboard riding around, but yeah, no. Not a lot of those scooters around either.
Welcome to the real America.
Damn. Real America got weird.
Where that fucking guy on his rented scooter says fuck it and just rides across the street against the light.
While the other guy stops halfway in the crosswalk and goes back.
Yeah, and they both deserve to die.
Yep.
Thank you.
Convention Center.
Yep, welcome to the fucking gigantic Salesforce building.
It's really big.
Be a real shame if something happened to it. Sizing related thing is usually shoes where Adidas, so I wear a 13 and a half in Adidas, especially the tighter kind of more fitted styles, but they don't make 13 and a half in all their, like, for all their shoes.
Right.
Some of them are just 13 and 14, and in any case, when you walk into an actual retail establishment and tell them you want 13 and a half, they go, yeah, man, no.
We had maybe one of those once.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go.
Yep. It's good work.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.